This is Wade Rath here with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm Bobby Jindal. Finally takes us out of some of our misery. There's a pretty fair dose of embarrassment that comes just from plain living in Louisiana. Poverty, inequality, education, health, welfare, and football teams are regularly at the top of every list. But most of these are bad lists to be on and require lots of apologizing. Even trying to catch a break by changing the subject to New Orleans can quickly go down a bad road about Katrina recovery, crime, boiling water to drink, and, well, some people think the city is dirty from what they tell me. If you're going to live in Louisiana, you have to learn to take it in stride and shrug it off. Adding insult to injury, though, has been the humiliating farce of Louisiana's Governor Bobby Jindal's perverse fantasy run for President of the United States. There's never been a way to rationally explain this other than an ego trip divorced from all reality. Sometimes governors run for president, as Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton did, based on their record in their home states. In Jindal's case, there was no way to pretend he wasn't running based on his record in Louisiana, yet that's been abysmal. Louisiana is going into the eighth straight year of a budget shortfall, this time by what looks like a half a billion. And because of Jindal's no taxes pledge to Grover Norquist, a Washington resident who, to the best of anyone's knowledge, does not live in Louisiana and suffer in Louisiana, many citizens would embrace voodoo economics as something better than what Jindal has pretended. Universities have been decimated. Hospitals have been semi-privatized to outside contractors, but the contracts are short money to run them. Medicaid was not expanded under the Affordable Care Act, even though the state leads the nation in the number of low-income families without health protection. There is no state minimum wage. Like I said, there will soon be a proposal to change the license plate slogan from Sportsman's Paradise to Shamer's Paradise. Jindal pretty clearly made the decision some years ago to sacrifice the state of Louisiana and its citizens on the altar of his own ambition. In order to try to build a crazy conservative base, there was never any obstacles to the outrages, including the legal limits of his considerable powers as governor under the Louisiana Constitution. Planned Parenthood, get them out of the state. Syrians, no way, Jose. Guns, let them fire. Immigrants, deport every last one. Honduran children, get them out of here. Charter schools, vouchers, and religious extremism, bring it on, and so on, and so on. The arc of justice eventually bends our way, though. None of this bootlicking worked. A cartoon in one of the newspapers had Jindal giving his announcement that he was supporting his presidential campaign while calling for his supporter. Singular, not plural. His popularity is now about 20% in Louisiana. Pundits believe he may be sinking the Republican shot at replacing him. President Obama is now more popular than Jindal in Louisiana. Finally, some of the embarrassment for Louisiana will ease. Jindal's ego-fueled presidential run is over. Jindal said he's come to realize it's not my time. Sadly, he has not come to realize that he has now squandered his time and it will never, ever be his time. His time is over. Now the big problem for Louisianans is living with Jindal's scorched earth governance policies, and that pain will last for years. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.